Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. My name is Mark Striegel, and we are doing a shorter episode today, just going to give you an update on everything that's going on, everything that's coming up on Talking Metal. But before we do that, I want to just give a shout out to everyone who supports us on Patreon. You guys are the lifeblood of this podcast. You're the ones who make it happen. So the least I can do is thank you and mention your name here at the beginning of this episode. Andrew Miller, thank you very much. You've been supporting us a long time, Andrew, and I cannot thank you enough. You joined us back in July of 2020, so going on 1 year, not quite 1 year, but soon it'll be 1 year, and Andrew Miller is a great guy up there in Canada. He bought the Talking Metal mask, or at least posted a picture of it, and I've seen, I think you posted pictures in your t-shirt, and you joined us on Skype, and great guy, Andrew Miller, big shout out to you. Brad Dahl, Chris Riley, Dan Gerwan. Dan, I haven't heard from you in a while. I hope you're doing well out there in California. Denny Striegel, that's my dad. He supports us on Patreon. Thanks, Dad. Hank Reeves from Dash Vodka is a supporter. Thank you, Hank. Jerry from Salt Lake City. Matt Carroll. Mike Jones from New Jersey. Steve Hoker. Steven Saylor from PA. David Gray. Dane Damage. Drake. Fred Rutz. Jerry from Long Island. Glenn Watson. Huckney Jacobson, James Bennett, Jason Seth, Gene Eugene DX, Jeremy Weltman, Joe Ryan out there in California, good buddy. I hung with Joe when I was in California, like late 2019, right, Joe? Which was like kind of a big deal for me being out in California. That trip, it like stuck with me because, you know, 4 months after that trip, we were in quarantine, which went on for, what, 15, 16 months. And so I have fond memories of that trip. And Joe Ryan, it was so fun hanging out with you at the Rainbow that night and getting tanked. I truly enjoyed that. That was a blast. Joey Van Cherry, Johan Erdestrom, Kato Yogavi, Madison Hatter, Mario Charance, Metal Dan, Michael Street, Patrick Sabin, Sam Soupy, Sean Richmond, Steven Rodriguez, Tommy Anderson, Victor Guzman. Let's give another shout out to another Victor, Victor Ruiz, who I do the bonus podcast with each week. It's called the Mark Striegel Podcast. It's available exclusively to the people on Patreon, and some people will tell you it's the best thing I do. I've had numerous people say that, and I think it's because I feel free. I feel like I'm talking to a very small group of people, which I am, because I really only think of the 51 people who support me on Patreon. It's probably only like half you guys that listen to the Mark Striegel podcast. But yeah, for as little as $2 a month, you get that every week. It's Victor Ruiz and I hosting. Adrian Kuzik, Alan Jensen, Anthony Mackey, Blue Walsh 21, Ed Ferguson, Gregory Muse, Jean Francois Blah, John Barron, John Bouvari, John Simpson, Kenny McCrimmon, Leo from Alaska, and Ron Keel. Thank you, Ron Keel. He's been supporting us since 2018. He's a guy I once spoke about on a national TV show. I called him the Jekyll and Hyde of rock because he was doing country at the time. But I did it in good fun, but I know it was something that Ron always brings up every time I see him and talk with him. And man, Ron has given us such great music and continues to give us such great music with the Ron Keel Band, and just going back to Keel and Steeler and working with Gene Simmons on some of that Keel stuff. Such a great guy, and always enjoy hanging out with him in person when we meet up here and there, like at KISS conventions and whatnot. So that's it. Oh, no, wait. There's a whole second page. Let me go. Sorry. Seth B. I forgot to thank you, Seth. You are now... Wow, we now have two pages of Patreon supporters. The second page just having one person on it. And the way I filtered it today, it's you, Seth B. in Kansas, I believe. Right, Seth? So... My meditation partner in Jeff Pilson's yoga / meditation class that I've been doing on Mondays, which I've missed like the last month of, primarily because I'm moving. And it's also the reason that I am not doing any interviews today. I have basically two interviews on my hard drive as we speak. I'm about to have another one recorded tomorrow. We are about to go out to Indiana. So I'm going to try to get one of these interviews up to you later this week, guys. We got Mac from a band called The CEO, and one of the guys from Seven Dust is in the band with him. I heard their music, thought they were quite good, and spoke with Mac on the phone. He's got an interesting story. And then I had Rob Cloris, who is just an amazing New York City, New Jersey-based keyboardist, who's played with all sorts of people, from Tom Jones to the Black Crows to members of Guns N' Roses. And he's a guy who loves hard rock music, and a guy that Emily and I both really like and dig. And one of the first people to come to my new house here in Maplewood, New Jersey. I moved a block and a half from my old house, and it's a 100-year-old house, so it's an ancient house, but we have a little more space. We have a yard, really. I mean, our old house had like a one side yard and a front yard, and the other side of the house was strictly a patio, and there was absolutely no backyard. It was sandwiched right up against another house, so we definitely have a little more space in this house. And you can hear it echoes a lot. We don't really have the furniture. We're still working on setting everything up. So if you hear Emily calling for Otis, so apparently he's lost. You got to keep your eye on Otis because he has the tendency to sneak around the house and leave you little presents on the carpet around. They usually discover like a week later, and they're nasty. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Turd. We call him the Turd Bomber. Otis the Turd Bomber. Of course, I got Pearl the dog too. So yeah, so there is stuff coming up. I'm supposed to interview an ex-member of Saxon, a guy who played on all those classic Saxon records, tomorrow. His granddaughter reached out to me on Instagram. I was like, interview my granddad. So hopefully we'll be doing that. I spoke with him once. It was like 10 years ago, and hopefully we'll have him back on. But yeah, so not having any time to edit any interviews or anything like that this week, strictly because I'm working full time. I'm unpacking full time, and we're getting ready to go to Indiana on next weekend, July 4th weekend, basically. So it's been busy, and I apologize for that. But like I said, we have stuff coming up, including an in-person interview with the keyboardist Rob Cloris. You're probably like, I don't know who that is, but believe me, it's an interesting listen, and I hope you can check that out. And I hope to maybe, you know, we'll see. I don't want to make any promises, but just get some extra episodes up to you guys when I'm out in Indiana, because I'm not going to be unpacking out there, and we got the grandmother to help take care of the kids, and Emily's sister Aunt Allison will help out with the kids. So I actually, when I'm in Indiana, I tend to have more free time because there's so much help with the family and the kids and the dogs and stuff. And I'm a New Jersey, New York guy. I love California. I could picture myself living in California someday. But I do enjoy getting out there to Indiana every year it's a nice place to spend a little time, and definitely looking forward to it. As always, I usually buy some vinyl out there. There's some cool vinyl stores in Fort Wayne where we will be for some of the time, most of the time. So that's pretty much the update of what's going on with me. And I guess we could talk about what's happening in the news right now. Let me start with saying the Kiss biography. You know, we had DJ Viola on the last episode. He directed the Kiss biography. I'm recording this on Monday, the 28th, and Emily and I watched on live TV on A&E Network last night the part one of the four-hour Kiss documentary. Now, they tried to get Peter and Ace to be a part of it. They declined. So I feel like because of that, this is really the story of the friendship between Paul and Gene. And, you know, in that friendship, they tell the story of Kiss. And I was thoroughly impressed. And listen, I'm a documentary rock snob. I really am. I've worked on some rock documentaries, a David Bowie one, Marvin Gaye, Elton John, among U2, among others. I've worked on some documentaries that had big budgets and a lot of very talented people involved. So I'm definitely a snob when it comes to these things. And I honestly, I know you guys think I'm kissing Kiss's ass all the time, but I honestly thought that first part of the four-hour documentary, which I watched last night, was outstanding. The production value was high. It wasn't one of these cheap things where they don't have rights to the music or anything like that. The editing was just incredible. Even the graphics that they used, definitely a class act, high end, high production value watch. And the story that they told during that first episode was really, really great. So I can't wait to see the second episode. I'm seeing an Amazon man walk up to my house right now, which means the dogs will probably maybe start barking. We'll see. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing the second half of it tonight. It is my favorite band for sure. But, and because of that, I'm even going to be more critical of it. And again, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Listen, I'll go on record. The A&E biography for Ozzy Osbourne from a few years back, I just felt like it was Jack Osbourne's documentary kind of repackaged. And I don't know. I didn't love that. The Kiss one, I'm loving, you know. And I love Ozzy, you know. But again, I'm highly critical of these things. And I thought the first episode of the Kiss biography, Kistry on A&E, was excellent. Highly recommend watching that if you haven't seen it. And let's see what's going on in the news. We'll jump over to Blabbermouth today. Scorpions, Queensryche, and Sebastian Bach all announced for Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. That sounds cool. We spoke with Britt Lightning recently. She works for Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. KK Downing says Judas Priest threatened him with legal action over KK's Priest name. Interesting. Truly seems like Priest and KK are not on good terms. Sam, who supports me on Patreon, mentioned, you know, I was, I guess, on the Mark Striegel podcast, not this one, trying to figure out why Rob Halford was mad at Eddie Trunk and refusing to go on his show. And according to Sam Soupy on Patreon, a supporter of mine on Patreon and a guy that is active on Twitter too, he told me that it was simply because Eddie suggested that maybe KK should return after it was announced that Glenn was not well. That, I don't know if that's true, but I didn't hear the comment. I didn't hear how it was phrased. I mean, in theory, that doesn't sound like it warrants blackballing Eddie Trunk, but what do I know? And listen, Rob Halford's the last guy I want to piss off. We always have a great time when we hang with him and talk with him. And he's been a very important part of Talking Metal's history. To anyone who knows us, going all the way back to our TV show on Fuse, Let's see, Queensryche resumes writing material for the next studio album. Well, when Todd LaTorre was on Talking Metal, he told us that, and that they were starting to work on new material. So that's cool. It's cool. I've been pleasantly surprised with the Todd LaTorre original stuff he's done with Queensryche. It's great. Paul Stanley, speaking of Kiss, says on Ace Frehley and Peter Criss requesting final approval. Let's see what this. Okay, so here it says Paul Stanley spoke to SiriusXM's Ozzy's Boneyard about Kiss's new A&E documentary, which premiered last night. It's a real personal look at the band and Gene and I, Paul said. I agree with that 100%. Stanley also addressed the fact that the original Kiss members, Ace Frehley and Peter Criss, did not get involvement in making the documentary. Some people might take exception to that. Some Kiss fans might say, well, how come there isn't more of Ace and Peter, Paul said. Truly, those guys didn't want to be a part of it without certainty. I think there was talk of final approval of footage and editing, and that's fantasy. That's fantasy. It's really a story of the band. So what he's referring to there, I bet, is Peter Criss saying he wouldn't give them permission to use Beth in the documentary. And I will say they didn't use the song Beth, but they spoke about it. And that was maybe one part of the documentary that was a little awkward to hear. They're talking about Beth and you never actually hear it. So who knows what Paul is referring to. But if you didn't hear it, we spoke with the director, DJ Viola, on the last episode of Talking Metal. And yeah. All right, so let's see, guys. We're going to wrap it up right now. And like I said, I will be back sooner than later with these interviews. I might just kind of space them out, give you like an interview per episode and throw up like three episodes within the next 2 weeks. That's what I'm kind of thinking, just to kind of space stuff out. But we'll see, all right? But anyways, I appreciate your patience with me on this episode. The No Frills episode, but I promise an episode of this every Tuesday, and I'm really trying to stick through this. You got one last Tuesday, you got one on Thursday, and now here we are on this Tuesday, June 29th, you are getting another one. So I hope you have a great week, guys. I wish you to consider supporting me on Patreon. If you do the $5 a month pledge, you get a Talking Metal t-shirt mailed to you anywhere in the world, anywhere. And you also get the bonus podcast every week, which is the Mark Striegel podcast, which I do with Victor Ruiz. And I swear to you, some people think it's my best thing that I do. So if you want to check that out, go to Patreon and find me there and support me. All right. Thanks, guys. Follow me on Twitter at Talking Metal. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, which just passed 6,000 subscribers. And that is youtube.com/talkingmetal. Thanks to all 6,000 of you people who subscribe to that YouTube page. It means a lot. And you guys mean a lot to me. Even if you're not supporting me on Patreon, listen, I still love you and I appreciate your support 100%.